KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, Dallas County in central Iowa remains the fastest growing in the state, according to U.S. Census Bureau estimates. State Data Center Coordinator Gary Krobe says the population of the county has grown by 14,000 people since the 2010 census.
They're showing the kind of growth we have been seeing from Dallas County for a number of years now, 21% just since 2010, which is the highest growth in our state.
Dallas County's population has increased by 169% since 1990. Johnson County is second in growth at 10.2%, and Polk County is third at 8.6%. One-third of Iowa's 99 counties have grown, and a majority of the population is centered around the big cities.
51% actually is in 10 counties, Polk, Lynn, Scott, Johnson, Blackhawk, Woodbury, Dubuque, Story, Pottawatomie, and Dallas. And all 10 of those are metropolitan areas or part of one.
While Dallas County has shown the largest percentage growth, Polk County, which is the home to state government, had the largest actual numbers growth in population. Polk County gained 37,076 new residents and remains Iowa's largest county with an estimated population of 467,711. Outside the major metropolitan areas, it's a different story.
The majority of the counties in Iowa lost population. And, you know, it's not any one area over another. The southern half of the state, the northern half of the state. Really, if you're not in a metropolitan area or near one, you've probably lost population.
Clinton County saw the largest population decline with a drop of 1,348 residents. Cerro Gordo County was next with a loss of 1,134. Adams County has the smallest population with an estimated 3,796 residents. Births outpaced deaths in Iowa in the last 10 years, but Krobe said most of the increase in population is from people moving into the state, and a majority of the new arrivals are from other countries.
We did have some significant inroads in international migration, which we usually do. What I thought was interesting was the fact that most of the international migration occurred really only in about 8 counties: Polk, Johnson, Story, Lynn, Woodbury, Blackhawk, Jefferson, and Marshall. Again, for the most part, metropolitan areas, with Marshall County and Jefferson kind of being the outliers on that.
Those 8 counties had 76% of the international migration. Krobe says the meatpacking industry is likely one of the big reasons for the increase.
I would assume so. This data obviously doesn't, you know, give explanations for why the migration is occurring, just that it is. But when you do look at the counties, and then you can, there's other tables that you can look at from the Census Bureau that kind of give you an indication of what all is going on in those counties, that would lead you to believe that obviously employment's a big factor, and the types of employment can also lead to international migration.
And when you add up the growth in all 99 counties, the storyline continues to be the same, he says, for Iowa's overall population growth.
Just slow and steady growth, and there's really nothing on the horizon that would lead me to believe that we would suddenly see a spike in population growth or population decline, really. You know, unless we can discover oil like North Dakota did, I think what we're seeing here is, you know, what we can expect to see for a number of years.
You can see the more on the numbers at the State Data Center's website at www.iowadatacenter.org. The Iowa Attorney General's office has notified the city of Denison that no charges will be filed against the city's police chief for forcibly entering a residence in an attempt to execute a search warrant. Police Chief John Emsweiler on Thursday released a letter from the Iowa AG's office, which said an investigation into a complaint for breaking into a residence without a warrant in September of 2015 was closed and that no charges would be filed. The investigation was handled by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations and the report given to the Crawford County Attorney's Office before being forwarded to the Attorney General's Office for review. The letter from the Iowa AG's office says that on September 18, 2015, Chief Emsweiler possessed knowledge that a valid arrest warrant had been issued for a subject. Emsweiler proceeded to the subject's address in Denison in an attempt to execute a search warrant. And as of September 15th, the address was the known resident of the subject of the warrant. When Emsweiler arrived, he knocked on the door in an attempt to announce his presence. Emsweiler, it said, had a reasonable belief that the subject of the warrant would be present at the residence, since law enforcement had recent contact with that person at the same location and knew it to be his residence. When there was no answer, Chief Emsweiler validly entered the residence in an attempt to locate the subject. Because it was the subject's residence, the AG says there was no requirement to obtain a search warrant or any other process to gain lawful entry. They went on to say that applying the facts of this particular investigation to the statutory and case law, Chief Emsweiler was well within his authority as a law enforcement officer to forcibly execute a valid arrest warrant on the subject at his residence. Officials of the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said Thursday that the fire danger index in that county will remain high for the next few days at least. Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said even with the recent rain, drying will occur rapidly with any sunshine and winds will continue to dry out the vegetation. Seibert warns that any field or grassland fires that get out of control may be difficult for heavy fire apparatus to reach due to the soft soil. Fire departments and businesses with fire danger signs in their windows are asked to keep those indicators set to high for this weekend. Authorities ask anyone who plans to conduct a controlled burn to contact their local fire chief first and then call 755-2124 with the location of your burn so dispatchers can gather logistical data. The next fire danger update will be on Monday, March 28th. Some sunshine Thursday afternoon helped snowplow drivers and motorists in western and northwest Iowa deal with a big snowfall there, but the heavy wet snow has made progress slow going on hard surface roads. Woodbury County Deputy Lieutenant Tony Wingert says it took crews much longer to deal with what was 15 inches of snow that had drifted.
Such a heavy snow, it's taken them a lot more passes to get it wider because they just can't push that much weight off to the shoulder. So if with every pass, the roads are getting a little wider and a little better.
Wingert says some of the county's roads are still in rough shape and it may take some time for them to recover.
They were soft prior to this because of the frost going out and everything, and now you put this much moisture on them. A lot of those, they may be impassable for days.
He says it made it tough for emergency vehicles to get to rural areas.
Mercy Air Care had to fly because correctional ambulance wasn't able to go to one, but if you're on a main thoroughfare, it should be okay, but if you're on a gravel, it may take emergency vehicles a while to get to you.
At least one county snowplow got stuck. Wingert says that travel conditions should improve today as crews have more time to clear snow and make the roads safer. And some 300 riders on horseback are taking part in an Easter weekend tradition in Iowa as the 49th annual Pony Express ride for Camp Sunnyside gets underway. Tim Allen of Whittemore is president-elect of the Pony Express riders, who are all headed to for the Easter Seals facility in Ankeny, just north of Des Moines.
There's rides all over Iowa from northeast to southeast to southwest to northwest. And we all started out in our designated counties, and we all end up at Easter Seals down at Camp Sunnyside.
The riders are bringing with them money from dances, toll roads, and other fundraising activities to present to Easter Seals. They're all due at the camp on Saturday afternoon, and that night there will be a dance at Lake Robbins Ballroom near Woodward.
But all the Pony Express riders are volunteers. We do this out of the kindness of our heart. None of us get any kickback from it other than the happy and the joyness from the kids and the adults that benefit from what we do throughout the year at Camp Sunnyside.
In recent years, riders have brought in $250,000 or more to help with a camp that's been in operation for more than 80 years. The ride has been held every year since 1968. You can learn more at www.ponyexpressridersofiowa.org. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.